With what's news from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Congress has plenty to tackle before the end of the year.
The biggest question is whether they can avoid a partial government shutdown in early December. And the fight over the spending bills could draw in a whole number of issues, including immigration and the special counsel's Russia probe. So two issues that are very inflammatory, and we could see a huge fight coming.
Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Peterson has the details coming up. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Investors are bracing for more choppiness ahead after the Dow plummeted more than 600 points on Monday, led by a sell-off in the tech sector. Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Wursthorn says Monday's drop was a shock, but it wasn't totally unexpected.
They expect a lot more volatility going forward. October was a real lesson that you cannot get used to a steadily rising market that we saw over the course of the summer all the way through September.
Monday's sell-off was led by the tech sector, with shares of Apple falling more than 5%. The world's largest liquor maker, Diageo, is selling 19 of its brands, including Cinnamon Schnapps and Goldschlager, to focus on premium global brands that are in higher demand. The sale is worth an estimated $550 million. Diageo says it will return net profits of about $441 million to investors through share buybacks. Smaller airlines are taking a big hit from higher fuel costs. More than 20 carriers around the world have gone out of business so far this year as airlines enter the off-season. It's the highest number in a decade, with some experts predicting more failures in the coming months, despite a recent decline in the prices of oil and jet fuel. Big food companies, including General Mills, Smucker, and Nestle, have all bought pet food brands in recent years. But premium brands are beginning to cut into shares of mainstream brands, and the glut of new products is beginning to put pressure on prices. Data analytics firm GfK says more than 4,500 new pet food products, most of them premium, were introduced last year. That's a 45% increase from 2016. Still to come, Congress has plenty of work to do before the end of the year. A split Congress returns to Washington this week with a full agenda. First up, agreeing on a spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown on December 8th. Lawmakers will also be wrangling over immigration and special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Joining us now from Washington with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Peterson. Christina, let's talk about that first deadline, less than a month away at this point, to reach a deal on spending. Where do we stand there?
Well, things are looking pretty dicey. The biggest question mark is whether they can reach some kind of agreement before the government's current funding runs out on December 8th. Now, it's not the whole government. Congress has already funded some big chunks, including the Defense Department. But they haven't funded, beyond December 8th, the Homeland Security Department, and that contains the most explosive piece, which is funding for the border wall. The president has made clear that this is a top priority of his and that he intends to shut the government down if he doesn't get enough money for the border wall. Add to this pressure, you have the approaching caravan of migrants, which is just raising the temperature on this, and the fact that Democrats just took back the House. So they're not in any particular mood to compromise right now. So you've got all of the elements for a very combustible month and really no clear path as to how they're going to resolve this. And even if Democrats and Republicans agree on a bill, will the president sign it? That's a really big unanswered question.
And the fact that the president has tied the spending bill to this explosive issue of immigration, threatening to shut down parts of the government if he doesn't get funding for that border wall, that's something Democrats have so far refused to do. And as you say, it's going to be pretty tough to reach a compromise there. What do you expect in the days and weeks ahead?
Well, Democrats have signaled that they would be willing to spend money on border security. So more technology, drones, perhaps some fencing. They just don't want that money going toward physical construction of an actual wall. So there is some room for compromise there if both sides want to find that. It just sort of depends on where the temperature is, where the mood is as we get into early December. Now, one thing that's worth keeping is that there are some spending bills that are less controversial that Congress could pass before then, just to get more of the government funded until next October when the fiscal year ends. So they could sort of take some steps to mitigate the damage of any shutdown. And it seems like if there is a shutdown, it probably would not be for an extended period of time. It might just be to prove a point. But the president definitely has his eye on 2020, and he's said to his advisors several times that he thinks a shutdown could be a good thing for his brand. So it's not really clear that he has any inclination to compromise right now. The people who potentially have reasons to compromise are the Republicans and Democrats in the House. House Democrats would love to get this resolved this year so that it's not clouding and complicating their agenda when they take over in January. And Republicans have an incentive to compromise now while they still have more leverage, since next year they'll be in the minority. So there are all these sort of interesting cross currents that make it a little bit unpredictable.
Let's shift gears to another big issue. That's the Russia investigation. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is criticizing the investigation. And there's also an effort underway to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller from potentially being fired by the president.
Right. We expect Republican Senator Jeff Flake and Democratic Senator Chris Coons to make an effort this week to pass by unanimous consent legislation that would protect Special Counsel Mueller. However, that's probably unlikely to pass, since just one person, by objecting, could block it. However, we've seen indications from Senate Democratic leaders that they may try to wrap this into the spending bill. So I would expect that this could become an important bargaining chip in these end-of-the-year negotiations over a spending bill. One possibility is we might see a very short-term spending patch and then see a string of negotiations building to a larger deal in mid or late December.
Christina, what about some of the other issues lawmakers will have to wrangle with in the next 2 months? What else do they have on what sounds like a pretty full plate already?
Right. They have been trying to pass a new five-year farm bill for months. There's been a lot of debate over whether there should be tighter work requirements for people who receive food stamps. It sounds like they are in the final stretch of hammering some of these issues out on the farm bill, but we haven't yet seen a final compromise between the House and Senate versions. There's also a type of tax break that expire that Congress typically renews periodically, called tax extenders. Those could be in the mix. And then finally, there's some questions about whether criminal justice reform might get a push in the lame duck. That's been something that's been simmering under the surface for months and even years and hasn't been able to sort of lawmakers haven't been able to strike the final compromise. But it seems like there's a push to see if they can do that before the end of the year.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Peterson joining us from Washington. Thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.